All right, good morning, everybody. Well, we've got more wind in store for North Cape today. That includes here at Gulf Harbor. Westerlies, they'll be rising 25, gusting 35. 25, gusting 35. Then, a little bit later on this afternoon, we're going to be looking at about 30, gusting to 40, 4-0. Oh boy, there's no rest here. Anyway, we could expect showers and rain, certainly by this evening, as a number of fronts are traversing up the country. Anyhow, for the next 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we could expect 25 knots of very cold southwesterlies. We are going to get a wind shift. So southwesterly winds Saturday right through Monday. Very cold, 25 knots. Now, upper levels, of course, are dictating the terms down here, as usual. We've got a 5-meter trough over New Zealand, and we have a nice ridge over eastern Australia. So, as a result, we have our 976 low, that's lying just to the south of the South Island, and that's putting out a second cold front, pretty much over Cook Strait by noon. And then we have a quasi-stationary front. That front is the one that the U-boats on passage went through yesterday or last night. Anyway, now it's running in a big arc. It starts off east of New Zealand, attached to that low, and it goes up to 25 and the dateline. And then it meanders to just to the south, the southwest of New Caledonia, and then it goes on to the Coral Sea from there. So a very, very long frontal band. Now, under the 500 millibar ridge, we find the new Tasman high. Central pressure is already 1033, so that's quite strong. Now, this high does not seem to move very much, certainly not by tomorrow. It still remains in the western Tasman, half of it actually over Australia, but it does extend a ridge all the way to Fiji and Tonga. Now, by midnight on Sunday, that high is going to, looks like it's stalled, while the New Zealand depression has moved up a bit, and it's going to lie east of Cook Strait, and it will have filled just a wee bit to 984 millibar. Now, this is going to create a very mean squash zone over New Zealand, and in fact, all the way up to 30 south. Now, moving up to the tropics, our trough up in the deep tropics, that's our regular addition this month, seems to feature every day now. It runs from the Solomons, of course, then across to Tuvalu. Then it's lying just north of the Cooks. So the yacht that's heading up to the Cook Islands, you're looking pretty good with regard to that for a few days, that trough staying north. It continues east, probably to the southern Cooks, anyhow. When I said north of the Cooks, what I meant was north of Samoa, north of Samoa. So the yacht that's going up to Samoa will be okay. However, I believe probably I'll look again, but towards the end of next week, there will be another trough dropping down on Samoa. So that's not very good news there. Okay, satellite imagery this morning shows a great deal of clouds. Really in the entire southwest Pacific. A lot of it is due to the frontal band that's running across there, but it's also due to this ridge, which has a halfway decent inversion layer there, so it's keeping that rising air from going too much further, and so it spreads out, creating quite a bit of cloud. It looks like about 90% for New Caledonia, 100% for Tanna, right through to Anisium, and about 80 or 90% for Fiji and Tonga. Now, there's some bright spots in those areas, but yeah, for the most part, there is a lot of cloud. Now, the passage route winds, they look very, very good today. After the expected battering that you all got yesterday, the passage yachts, things changed considerably. So at 30 south, today the winds are going to be southerly quadrant, and they're going to be around 10 to 15 knots on the rum line to Niue or Vanuatu. A little bit stronger if you're going to Fiji or Tonga, 18 to 20, I would say. Now, Saturday, winds from New Zealand to 30 south are going to shift to the southwest, and they're going to be about 30 knots near New Zealand, but 25 to 30 knots at around 33 south. So that's 33 south, 25 to 30. And up at 30 south, we'll be looking at 20 knots. Now, at 25 south, the winds are going to be light to moderate. So you can see very strong winds around New Zealand due to the squash zone. But as you go further north, they start to lighten up quite a bit. So at 25 south, light to moderate winds. They'll be southeast if you're going to Niue, and southerlies if you're going to Fiji or Tonga. Now, wind direction is going to remain favorable. Basically, due to the Tasman High, right through Monday. At that point, that high, it shrugs off its anchor, it would appear, and it starts to travel east. But it will lie, I would say, about a third of the way to New Zealand on Monday. So it is on the move, or will be on the move at that point, and then continue to go very, very slowly eastward. Now, for those who want to leave New Zealand over the weekend, we talked about that. At first, it looked pretty good. Then it looked pretty grim. Well, the winds are going to be strong. They're going to be out of the southwest. So I hope you've got strong stomachs if you decide to do so. Tuesday, the winds are still going to be southwest over North Cape, but they're going to be much lighter. And by much lighter, I mean in the 20-knot range, 20 knots, which is a lot better than 30 knots. Now, the high, by then, it's going to move pretty much to the mid-Tasman. That's on Tuesday. So I'd say about halfway across by Tuesday for that high. And latitude-wise, probably east of Brisbane. So it's staying up there instead of drifting to the southeast. Now, from that point to, I would say, Sunday the 24th, it looks like it's going to be a motor sail trip. So if you decide to go on Monday or Tuesday, by that following weekend, the high will have moved a little bit further east, and there just isn't going to be enough of a pressure gradient to give you a great deal of wind or enough wind to really sail. So again, it looks like a motor sail at that point. So if you do go, make sure you've got plenty of fuel because it looks like you're going to need it. All right, we'll move now up to the islands. And we'll start with Tonga. As I mentioned, plenty of cloud about, but conditions are fairly moderate in terms of wind. Now, there may be occasional showers for the group because of this cloud that I'm seeing here. But the good news is the damaging swell warning has been dropped entirely. So, yes, there's still some pretty good-sized swells coming in, but not anything like it was yesterday. So that's very good news, too. And they'll be coming from the southwest. Now, conditions early this morning at Tonga Tapu, variable winds, 5 knots, scattered cloud, 1,000 and 1,600 feet, and broken at 3,500. And barometer was 1016. The Hapais reported southeast, 5 knots, scattered at 1,600 and broken at 4,000. So you can see the cloud, quite a bit of cloud. Barometer 1015, and Raval reports variable winds. Light though, 5 knots. Low cloud at 900 feet, it's right down on the deck there, and scattered 1,700 and broken at 3,500, so a fair amount of cloud. as well, barometer 1015. So my wind forecast calls for light air today. Southeast winds by noon, right around 10 knots, maybe 10 to 15. Now, tomorrow brings a shift to southerlies, probably also about 10 to 15 knots. Now, very early this morning, there were southerlies there. They were about 15 knots, and there were some 15 to 20s, and that is from the microwave satellite. So a little bit more air than my forecast calls for, but anyhow, I'll stick with it. We'll see what happens as the day rolls on. Now, moving to Fiji, as reported, shows a fair amount of cloud on satellite imagery, but pretty much all over the country, I would expect fine weather for the most part. There's cloud, but the winds are going to be quite light to moderate. There might be some occasional showers because of this cloud, particularly as it rolls up some of these high hills. Almost all areas are going to have pretty cool temperatures at night, great for sleeping. Yeah, we've had a few days now of relatively cool temperatures. Conditions at Nandi, 6 a.m., northeast winds at 3. Scattered cloud at 3,000, barometer 1015. Suva reported southeast winds, 5 knots, scattered at 2,000, and broken at 4,800. And barometer there, 1016. The other two areas, again, do not have current reports. Tops of the cumulus clouds that you're looking at, if anybody's curious, some of you pilots might be, they're looking at 8,000 to 12,000 feet, so fairly high amount of cloud in the area. My wind forecast today, this is essentially the noontime period, if you remember. This is what I usually do. So Taviuni to Koro, east-southeast, about 10 to 15. Vanua Balabu, southeast, 10 to 15. The southern Lau and Kandavu, east-southeast, 10 to 12, and the Asawas, easterlies, 10 to 15. Now, I know the report was stronger winds in the Asawas, and in fact, the microwave satellite did in fact indicate that for the southern Asawas. In fact, they were calling off southeast 20 knots, southeast 20. But I think it will ease as the day rolls on. The Asawas are very difficult to forecast from a wind standpoint, and the main reason for that is basically Viti Levu. Depending upon the exact direction of the trade winds, affects greatly on what happens in the Asawas. And the northern Asawas are always different from the southern. And of course, if you're in the Musket Cove area, the winds I give to the Asawas don't even apply for that spot. Totally different altogether. You tend to get a lot of wind that whizzes around the southern parts of Viti Levu, and that affects the Musket Cove area. So it's really hard to forecast that. Excuses, huh? Okay, for Vanuatu, as mentioned, has a fair amount of cloud buildup. Winds for the group in general today, I would say southeast up to about 20 knots. And there are going to be some areas of 25 knots, and pretty much the same tomorrow from Anishim to Aramango, but from Afate northward, I think it will be east-southeast to about 25 knots. So a fair amount of breeze for Vanuatu. That's open water now. New Caledonia also has cloud, but fine breaks as well, looking at the satellite. The southern lagoon can expect east to east-southeast winds about 10 to 15, and they'll pick up a little bit on Saturday, 15 to 20. And at 5 o'clock this morning, Amity Light reported east-southeast at 11, gusting to 17, and Ile-de-Pin reported east-southeast 5, gusting to a huge 7 to 10. So
Eddie will be quite comfortable.
Yeah, Eddie will be happy with that, I'm sure. He loves that spot. Okay, if you want to visit him, he always takes a morning over in the little corner there in the bay. Gives him a close run to the hamburgers. Okay, that's all I've got. Any questions? Come now.
Nothing heard, and State of Mind reports in from Vavau, and I think you covered Vavau to American Samoa, so I think we're all good here. Anybody with, I think there was a silly question. I'll just see where I can find that one. Hang on a minute. So, the question is, and David might want to handle this now or tomorrow, if the volatility of the weather in recent months is associated with the transition from El Niño to La Niña, when will La Niña settle in? What is the long-term view for conditions in October when people start sailing back to New Zealand? Well, that's going to give his brain cells a workout.
Well, we're almost there now. we've been neutral conditions for quite a few months. And I would say for the most part, we are in La Niña. And I'll tell you what, I'll do a little bit more work on that. And it'll be worthwhile because that is what affects all of your sailing out there and weather conditions. So we'll discuss it tomorrow. And remember, when we talk about when will this happen, it's modeling again. And as you find in your GRIBS, the models are just an idea. And so when we look at modeling for El Niño, La Niña, or the ENSO event, which is probably a better way to put it, we're looking at about five different models. The one I tend to use the most comes out of BOM, out of Australia. They've had the most experience with it. And they are the ones that I generally stick with. I do not use MIWA here in New Zealand. Never mind. Okay, so tomorrow I will give a report on that in a little bit more detail, but I'd say right now we are in La Niña.
Alrighty, and that's a reminder too to keep the dumb and not so dumb questions coming in. For David to cover. It's your opportunity to either clarify some terminology that he uses and is not all that familiar with you, or anything else. So I'll give a